Have you ever overestimated your ability? I remember one time in high school, having grown up literally with a cabin and a lake almost my whole life, I was in the water all the time. I was a great swimmer. I was an amazing swimmer. I could tread water for an hour. And one day, a friend of mine and I were going to race out to the middle of the lake, and I thought, I'm going to smoke him. And within seconds, I realized, I think he's cheating. I think he has those flippers on. No, I just underestimated my ability and then found out later he had won state in his high school in swimming. Now, today's not about swimming, but it's definitely about overestimating yourself. So hang in there. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a good morning. Reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Also, we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel that rocks and shocks. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Again, thanks to everyone who listens to us on Podbean or Apple Podcast, on 97X, and many of the other online radio stations that roll with the David Lyons. Thank you again. If you get a chance, please rate and share the rating. It helps people find us, and that means a lot to me. As well as we are starting a new podcast called Mingle, Mate, and Marry that will be out within the next week. Look for it. It's going to be amazing. So today there is there's something we need to talk about that we're not really good at talking about. It's not because it's awkward, and it's not because we don't know a lot about it, and it's not because, well, there's no information or science behind it. We don't like to talk about it because we don't understand it. Not because we don't understand it. It's because we don't understand what we don't understand. Thus, we can't understand it. You know, I don't understand. Exactly. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And it's this cognitive bias we're talking about ourselves, a cognitive bias in which you believe you're smarter and more capable than you are. Essentially, there's this low ability that we don't possess that allows us to see the skills needed to recognize our own incompetence. It's a combination basically of self-awareness or poor self-awareness and low cognitive ability. So we overestimate how smart we are. We overestimate our capabilities. We overestimate our own aptitude. And you know, as they say, that fools are blind to their own foolishness. Well, Charles Darwin summed it up in The Descent of Man. He said, ignorance more frequently begets confidence than does knowledge. Let me put it in street terms for you. You're so dumb, you don't know how dumb you are. So people who scored the lowest percentiles on grammar, humor, logic, these tests, they also tended to dramatically overestimate how well they had performed. So their actual test scores placed them in the 12th percentile. That's between 1 and 100. And they placed at 12th percentile. But when asked where they thought they placed themselves around the 65 percentile. They're not geniuses, but they're better than average, 50%. They're probably 65%, right around there. And they weren't. They were 12%. You go, Garth, what does this have to do with anything? Well, interestingly enough, Psalms 139:23 speaks to this, and David says this. He says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. That word there, search in the Greek, means penetrate me intimately in the deepest parts of my being where I don't even know me. God, look and show me where I don't even know me. Look, we all feel like we really know ourselves. Like, I know what motivates me. I know what gets me. I know what turns me on, turns me off. I know where my weaknesses are. I know where my strengths are. But we really, honestly, most of us don't. And so David says, God, you search me and show me in the deepest, darkest parts of my memory, my history, my upbringing, my personality, in my soul. Show me my weaknesses. And verse 24, he goes on and says, and see if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Here's what's so cool. That word offensive, it's actually two words. It's comes from two words. One word means idle, and the other is pain. So think about it. Here's what David is saying. Okay, God, I don't see the areas in my life that maybe others see, and maybe they don't see, but I know there are areas in my life that are an idol. They come before you, and they're going to cause me pain. They're going to cause me a lot of pain. So do me a favor. Show me these areas in my life that are idols, that are out of place, that are out of order, things that I gravitate to, things that I act on, things that I believe, tastes and logic that I use, and whatever it is, a mix of my upbringing or my personality, things that are out of whack, out of place, and that you know are going to lead into pain in my life, please find those and show them to me. Yeah, and then what does he say? Lead me. So God's like a search and rescue comes from our request. We request God to search us. Look, he's a gentleman, and we typically need to push into him and ask him, okay, God, I'm giving you permission to go deep. Go deep into my life where I don't even recognize, I don't even see it, and reveal the things we don't see in ourselves. So God, here is my permission, go for it. And then when he does, and he begins to show those things to us, it's not to humiliate us, it's not to put us in our place, it's not to show us how sinful and evil we are, though sometimes we might be greatly convicted, but it's ultimately to lead us out of this behavior. Father, show me the things I don't see, that I don't get, that I don't understand about myself. And then show me the pain it could cause, but then most importantly, lead me out of here. Get me out of here. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been in a haunted house and you're like, just get me out of here? Got lost once in a corn maze. Actually, it wasn't even a corn maze. It was just a corn field. Me and some of my friends. And we just wanted to get out. Like, where's the road? Where? We must have walked in circles for an hour and a half. We're like, please just get me out of here. This is causing me pain. God, show me what to do. That's our life. And we have to be willing to ask. And it leads to freedom. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.